我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主你面前来歌颂赞美你。
Dear Lord, thank you again for bringing us in front of you and praise you.
求主你的圣灵继续在这里跟我们同在。
May the Holy Spirit be with us always.
开启我们的眼睛来了解主你话语中的奥秘。
Open our eyes and our brains so that we could see your words.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在旧约里面，神借着众先知预言，神将来要赐给人类一位救主弥赛亚。
In the Old Testament, God foretells through many prophets about Messiah, who is the savior to a whole human being.
旧约的预言指向新约，旧约的预言。在耶稣基督里面来实现。
The prophecy in the Old Testament pointed to the New Testament that it was fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
马可福音第一章十四节说，约翰被关进监狱以后，耶稣到加利利去宣讲上帝的福音。
In Mark 1:14, after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee.And proclaim the good news of God.
施洗约翰到世界上来的目的，就是为了要为耶稣基督做准备。
John the Baptist came to the world. The purpose is to prepare Jesus' coming.
他替耶稣洗礼，他向众人来见证耶稣。
He baptized Jesus Christ, and he claimed to the world.
约翰福音第一章二十九节，施洗约翰来见证耶稣说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
He claimed that in John 1:29, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
他见证耶稣就是旧约里面所预言那个要临到世界的弥赛亚救主。
John Baptist confirmed to the world that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Savior of the world, that is mentioned in the Old Testament.
我们所读的经文，马可福音第一章十四节继续这么说：约翰关进监狱。
After the Mark 1:14, it continued to say, it says that when John the Baptist was put into prison.
代表一个阶段的结束。
And this verse represents the end of his era.
施洗约翰已经完成了神所交托他的使命，为耶稣出来传天国的福音来铺路。
John the Baptist has already completed his mission given by the God that he laid down the path for Jesus.
十四节接着这么说。耶稣到加利利去传讲上帝的福音。
And in Mark chapter 1, verses 14, it continued to say, Jesus went into Galilee and proclaimed the good news of God.
这代表一个新的阶段的开始。
And this is representing a new period.
耶稣的来临就是一个新的时代的来临。
Jesus bring us a new world.
他宣讲上帝国的福音，这个福音意思就是好消息，这个好消息就是神的国度的来源。
He came to proclaim the good news of God, and this is the gospel, the good news. This is the coming of God's kingdom.
我们从马可福音第一章十四到二十节共同来领受神的话语。第一就是神国的来临。
So let's learn about God's message through Mark 1:14-20. And the first message is the coming of God's kingdom.
Mark 福音第一章继续十五节，说耶稣出来传讲信息的时候说，时机成熟了，上帝的国快实现了，你们要离弃罪恶，信从福音。
In Mark 1:15, The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news.
耶稣基督的来临带来神国的实现。
Jesus' arrival represents the coming of God's kingdom.
耶稣在今天所读的经文马可，另外在马太、路加与约翰福音里面，一直都时常的提到天国或是神的国。
Jesus continually mentioned in all the four gospel books, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God.
当然他也提到这个世界的国度。
And he compared it to the kingdom of this world.
一个国度是一种的行政或是管理，就是一种事物的制度与做事的方法。
What is a kingdom?A kingdom is an administration that is a system in organizing things and getting things done.
比如一个新的教练到一个球队，这是一个新的行政或管理。
For example, a new coach goes to a new team. He brings a new management.
一个新的上司到达你的工作部门，这是一个新的行政管理。
A new boss comes to your department. He brings a new management too.
一个新的行政意识现在事情不同了，新的做法出现，新的目标。
So a new administration means that things are different from now on. A new way of working or a new mission will be implemented.
一个行政或者是管理与另外一个行政不同的地方在于它的价值与不同的做事方法。新的行政重新调整它的价值与目标。
So one administration could be different from another because they might have different values and management styles. So when a new administration is put in place, it's possible that the value and the objective might be revised.
以上的说明来帮助我们了解耶稣要把神的国度带给我们，这与我们在这个世界上的国度一个强烈的对比。
So this helps us to understand that when Jesus mentioned about God's kingdom, he is bringing a new kingdom to the world that is very different from what we know now.
神的国度的价值观念与这个世界的做法不同。
God's kingdom has a different way and different value of handling things compared to us now.
哥罗西书第一章十三节说，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
In Colossians 1:13, for he has rescued us.From the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
我们感谢神借着耶稣基督把我们救赎脱离黑暗罪恶的辖制，来进到他的国度里面。
We praise the Lord so that he saved us from the control of sin and darkness through Jesus Christ, so that we could enter God's kingdom.
在神的国度里面强调不同的价值。
We know that in God's kingdom, there's a different value.
罗马书十四章十七节说，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
In Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
耶稣在马太福音第六章三十一节教导我们说不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。
In Matthew 6:31, so do not worry saying, what should we eat or what should we drink or what should we wear?
三十三节继续说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
In 33 it says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all those things will be given to you as well.
像刚才我们所提到的国度， 乃是在描写一个新的行政制度，一个不同的价值与目标。
So when we think about what we mentioned about a new kingdom, it is about a management system, a sharing common value and goal.
因此，神的国度象征一个新的行政制度，新的做事方法，新的价值观念。
So God's kingdom is representing a new system, a new way of doing things, a new value and a new vision.
神的国度不像这世上的国度，挂虑要吃什么、喝什么、穿什么等等这些物质的需要。
God's kingdom is not like this world that is focused on the material, such as food, drink, or clothes.
在神的国度里面，追求神的公义、和平与在圣灵里面的喜乐。
In God's kingdom, we will be following God's righteousness and enjoy His Holy Spirit.
耶稣在路加福音第六章来列出一个很不同的比较。
Jesus lists a comparison in details in Luke chapter 6.
路加第六章20-22节。这么说，耶稣举目看着门徒说：“你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的；你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足；你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。人为人子恨恶你们。”拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的脸，以为是故，你们就有福了。
In Luke 6:20-22, looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh.Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and insult you, and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man."
另外，耶稣在继续24-26节一个强烈的对比说：“但你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过你们的安慰；你们饱足的人有祸了，因为你们将要饥饿；你们喜笑的人有祸了。”因为你们将要哀痛哭泣人都说你们好的时候你们就有祸了。
So they follow in 24-26, but woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry.Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you.
耶稣在以上这些的经文里面告诉我们，属于神之百姓的人是非常不同的价值观念。
In these verses, Jesus is showing us the value very different to what we have, what we will be as God's children.
神的百姓看重这个世界所不看重的，世界所看重的，在神的国度里面不看重。
God's children do not value what's important in the world. In fact, the world's value is exactly the opposite of God's kingdom.
在这个世界的国度里面，放在最高最重要地位的东西是什么呢？
So let's think, what is the most important thing in this world?
就是权力、金钱、成功与肯定。
It's power, the money, the success, and the recognition.
在神的国度里面摆在最高最重要的是什么呢？
And what is the most important thing in God's kingdom?
就是软弱与贫穷受苦与被拒绝。
It's weakness, poverty, suffering, and rejection.
当基督教传到传到欧洲的时候，当时的社会名流，认为基督教宣扬爱你的仇敌， 与照顾贫穷的人，这是疯狂的事。
When Christianity first arrived in Europe, many of the elites in the society considered it crazy to love the enemy and take care of the poor.
他们认为说，如果来宣讲这些信息的话，将导致社会的瓦解。
They think this will cause the society to collapse.
因为这不是社会的做法。
Because it's not the way it works.
社会的做法就是要有能力的与强壮的能够取胜。
In that world, only the talented and strong one wins.
贫穷者与弱者将被受苦淘汰。
The poor and the weak will be eliminated.
这是世界的方法。
This is the world.
但是最后基督教的信息革命性的改变的欧洲。
But this core message of Christianity changed upside down the Europe.
基督教的信息使他们去强调人性的尊严。
It moves Europe to refocus on human dignity.
爱居首位的重要，包括爱敌人与关心穷人与孤儿。
The primacy of love includes love your enemy and care for the poor and the orphans.
耶稣到世界上来，让我们看到了神的国度的蓝图。
Jesus brought the blueprint of God's kingdom to us.
耶稣将神的国度开始展现在这个世界。
He showed us how his world will be looking like.
意思就是耶稣将神的国度开始进行在这个世界上。
So he's developing his kingdom in this world.
现在正是一个发展的阶段当中。
And he is working on it.
我们所有属于神的儿女从神领受一个重要的使命，将神的国度来实现在这个世界上。
And as we are called,God's children, we are receiving a key mission in this world is to bring God's kingdom to here.
正如耶稣基督教导我们的祷告文里面，他要我们努力使他的国度、他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
As Jesus taught us in his prayer that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
当我们能够以耶稣基督的爱彼此的相爱，彼此的接纳，彼此的赦免，关心照顾孤儿，寡妇等等这些弱势，甚至爱我们的仇敌，为逼迫我们的人祷告。
So when we follow God's message to bring His kingdom to this world, what we will do is we'll start to love each other as Jesus loves us.Accept each other, forgive each other, care for the weak ones, the orphans, the widows, and then love our enemy and pray for those who persecute us.
当我们能够照着主耶稣基督的教训真理去实践，这将把神的国度实现在这个地上。
When we can really fulfill His words, this is a hope that Jesus brought to this world and His kingdom will come.
耶稣基督的教训就是带来这个世界的盼望。
So, this is a hope that Jesus brought to us.
第二，耶稣的呼召。
And the second message today is God's calling.
再回到马可福音第一章十六到十八节说，耶稣沿着加利利湖边走，看见两个打鱼的西门和他的弟弟安德烈在湖上撒网打鱼。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要教你们成为得人的渔夫。他们立刻丢下渔网跟从了他。
In Mark 1:16-18, as Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him.
耶稣呼召了西门、彼得与安德烈来跟从他之后，他继续往前进。
Jesus called Peter and Andrew to follow him, and then he continued his path.
圣经告诉我们说，在十九节， 再走不远，耶稣看见西比泰的儿子雅各和他的弟弟约翰，他们在船上整理渔网。
And the Bible mentions in Mark 1:19, when he has gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their net.
当耶稣看到了雅各与约翰的时候，耶稣也同样地来呼召他们来跟随他。
So when Jesus saw John, James and John, he also called them to follow him.
他们一听见耶稣对他们的呼召，他们也回应了主的呼召来跟随他。
So as soon as they heard the calling, they responded to it and followed Jesus.
主耶稣基督到这世界上来，当初呼召了十二个门徒来跟随他。
Jesus called 12 disciples to follow him.
他交代他们一个大使命，要继续呼召人来成为主的门徒。
He teach them that their ultimate mission is to call others to follow God.
今天我们也同样啊，继承主的吩咐啊的大使命啊，要来带领人来认识主，来接受耶稣基督的福音。
Same for today, we should continue to answer God's calling.And continue to call others to accept the good news from God.
约翰福音十四章第六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
In John 14:6, Jesus answered, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
耶稣就是神道成肉身到这世界上来，我们借着信靠他来成为神的儿女。
Jesus is God. He became human flesh to this world. Through him, we became God's children.
主耶稣基督本身就是我们通往神的道路。
This is the only path for us to enter God's kingdom.
今天主的圣灵仍然继续的做工，来催促我们以欢喜乐意的心来接受主对我们的呼召，来信靠他。
The Holy Spirit continue to work on us and call us to accept God with joyful heart and to rely on Him.
或许在我们当中有人对信靠神的信心还有一些的疑惑。
Sometimes we do have doubts or questions.
我们恳求圣灵能够来帮助我们尽早来明白神在基督里的爱与救赎的恩典。
All we need to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us to understand the love and salvation that comes from Jesus Christ.
在马可福音第九章十四到二十九节的记载。耶稣医治好一个被鬼附身的小孩。
In Mark 9:14-29 was about a story that Jesus cured a baby possessed by demon.
有一次，一个父亲带着他被哑巴鬼附身的小孩到耶稣面前来求耶稣的医治。
One day, a father brought his child to Jesus because he was possessed by demon.
耶稣问他说：“这个小孩害这个病多久了
？”Jesus asked the father, "How long has the child been sick?"
马可福音第九章二十一到二十二说，他回答说：“从小就有了，鬼多次想杀灭他，把他扔在火里，推进水里。假如你能够的话，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
”And the father answered in Mark 9:21-22, from childhood, he answered, "It has often thrown him into a fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us."
我们可以知道，这位父亲，小孩子遇到了这个病，心里是多么的难过。
We can imagine how sad the father was to have a sick child.
并且他是觉得多么的无助与无望。
He must feel very desperate and helpless.
但是他觉得耶稣是他最后的盼望。
He considered Jesus as his last resource.
他带着他的小孩来到，首先到 耶稣的门徒那里，他们不能够医治他。最后他带他的儿子到耶稣的面前来求耶稣的帮助。
At first, he brought the children to his disciples. They could not help him. So his last hope is Jesus. So he brought his son to him.
马可福音第九章二十三节，耶稣说：“是的，假如你能够有信心的人，什么事都可能。”
In Mark 9:23, if you can, Jesus said, everything is possible for one who believes.
意思就是说，耶稣告诉他。如果你能够来相信他，相信耶稣能够来医治他小孩子的病呢，他的孩子的病必然得着医治。
Jesus meant to say to the father that he believes that I can cure the kids, then the kids will be cured.
甚至如果对主有信心，什么事也都可能。
And evenFurther, if Father has faith in Jesus, then everything is possible.
我们注意来看马可福音第九章二十四节，孩子的父亲立刻大声喊：“我信，但我的信心不够，请你帮助我。”
So we see in Mark 9:24, immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief."
我们注意英文的圣经翻译，他说：“我相信，帮助我克服我的不信，Help me overcome my unbelief。”意思这一位父亲，说：“我试着要相信耶稣，但是我还有很多的怀疑。”
So.In Mark 9:24, when the father said, I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief, the father meant that he wished to have faith, but he still has doubts.
然后耶稣医治了他的小孩，这是神对我们一个好消息。
But Jesus, even though the father still has many doubts, Jesus still saved his child.
孩子的父亲说，我是没有信心的，我有很多费解的怀疑。
This is a good news to us because the father meant to say that he's not faithful, he's riddled with doubts.
我没有足够的力量去面对属灵的挑战，但是主啊，帮助我。
The father said, he does not have enough strength and faith to face the challenges, but God can help.
这就是得救的信心。
And that's a saving faith.
相信耶稣，而不是相信自己。
The faith that is in Jesus Christ instead of in ourselves.
我们没有办法有完全的信心，我们以谦卑悔改的心到主的面前来相信他。
We all short of faith. What we need to do is to go to our Lord with humbleness and repentance and believe that Lord can do anything.
我们发现主就替我们成就了。
God will answer us.
有主，耶稣医治了那位父亲的小孩，那位父亲经历了主在他身上的怜悯与恩典。
Just like Jesus cured the child, so the father can experience God's grace and mercy directly.
今天主也继续的向我们每一个人来发出他的呼召，叫我们来跟随他。
God continues to call us today to follow Him and believe in Him.
我们把一些费解不能明白的疑惑带到主的面前，主耶稣将帮助我们，正如帮助那个父亲一样。
Just bring our doubts and questions to Him, and Jesus will certainly help us as He did to the Father.
耶稣当时呼召了十个门徒来跟随他。
God called the 12 disciples to follow him.
门徒意思就是学徒或是学生。
Disciples means apprentices or students.
他们向或是从老师来学习，耶稣的门徒来跟随耶稣三年，他们每天跟耶稣进进出出，从耶稣的身上他的言行来学习神国的真理，来认识神。
These 12 disciples followed the student or apprentices follow the teacher to learn. Jesus' disciples followed him for 3 years. They are in and out with him for 3 years. They saw his deeds and hear about his words. And through Jesus, they can learn about God and his kingdom.
我们的灵命同样也是需要继续不断的长进。
To grow our spiritual life, we also need to grow our spiritual life.
我们也需要继续的来装备我们自己，能够在神面前因此做更好的服事。
We need to continue to learn and to equip ourselves so that we can serve God more and better.
我们也很感谢神，这一次有十个兄弟姐妹他们登记要参加门徒训练第三阶段的训练。
We're very happy to know that 10 brothers and sisters has registered, enrolled in the third disciple training program.
盼望我们弟兄姐妹大家能够来接受神在基督里面对我们的呼召，来成为神的儿女，并且也能够在神的国度里面继续愿意在属灵上面，在服事上面，经常以谦卑的心来追求长进。
I hope that we will answer God's calling, becoming His children and entering His kingdom, and we will continue to learn and to improve ourselves in our daily life and service to God.
最后，喜乐的人生。
The third message today is a joyful life.
再回到马可福音第一章十七节。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们成为得人的渔夫。”
In Mark 1:17, "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people."
耶稣呼召西门、安德烈、雅各和约翰来跟随他，他们都是渔夫。
Peter, Andrew, Jacob and John are all fishermen when Jesus called them to follow him.
当渔夫捕到了大鱼或是很多的鱼的时候，他们的心是非常的高兴欢喜。
The fisherman's job is to catch fish, and they will be very happy when they catch big and many fishes.
耶稣比喻，他呼召他们来做他的门徒。当以后门徒出去为主做见证，带领人来接受耶稣基督救赎的恩典的时候，这将带给他们心里极大的喜乐。
Jesus implied that in the future, when the disciples will have the same joy, as they can bring many people to accept Jesus as their Savior.
正如当我们来带领人来信主的时候，这也带给我们极大的喜乐。
Same for us.When we can bring others to believe in God, this is a joy that we will have.
我们每个人从神领受主耶稣基督救赎的恩典，我们也要再把这救赎的恩典来分享给别人。
We accept God's salvation, and it is our mission to share this salvation to others.
马太福音第十章第八节，耶稣说，你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
In Matthew 10:8, freely you have received, freely give.
我们个人运用自己不同的恩赐或不同的方式来见证主的爱。
We all use our different gifts and different ways to witness God's love.
有一个故事，Macarius.修道院长。
Here's a story about Macarius. He's a head of a monastery.
Macarius, 这个修道院院长呢，有一次在异象当中跟主耶稣基督相遇。
One day he had a vision that he met with the Lord.
主耶稣告诉他说，将来如果他到天堂去的时候，他将在天堂的那个大宴会的当中，坐在耶稣的旁边。
Jesus told him that when he raised to the heaven in the future, he will sit next to Jesus in the heavenly banquet.
哇，这是多么大的荣耀！
What a big honor it is.
他看到了这个异象之后，他就告诉他的同事很多这些的修士们，他说哇，将来他过世的时候，在天堂的大宴席里面，会坐在耶稣的旁边。
So he's very happy. So he shared his vision with other people, telling him that he will be sitting next to Jesus.
那些人听到之后也很好奇，说，那坐在另外旁边那个人是谁呢？
So they all know who's sitting on one side. They are all not curious about who is sitting on the other side.
但是他不知道啊，耶稣也没有告诉他。
So he said he doesn't know because Jesus did not tell him.
他那些朋友说，如果下一次你在异象中再遇到这个耶稣的时候，你问他，另外在坐在另外旁边那个人是谁呢？
So his friends say, if you had a vision again, can you ask who that is?
果然呢，又在另外一个异象当中又遇见耶稣了，所以他就问他说，耶稣，我坐在你的旁边，另外在坐在你的旁边那位是谁呢？
So, another vision came to him, and he saw Jesus. So he asked him immediately the question, who is sitting on the other side of the banquet?
耶稣告诉他说，就是住在某个地方的某一个人。
So Jesus did tell him who that person is and where he lived.
那个人住在一个很遥远的地方。
And that person is far, far away.
这个修道院院长，这个很好奇要去知道那个人是谁。
So, Macarius wants to know who this person is.
最后修道院院长呢，告诉他那些同事呢，说，他要亲自去拜访这个人。
So he told his friend he decided to go and visit his friend.
经过了几个月的旅行之后，这个修道院长终于抵达了那个人住的地方了。
After several months traveling, he finally arrived to the place where that person lives.
当对方打开门的时候，他看见了从未见过的这么巨大的一个人。
When the door was open, he was shocked. There is a giant that's so big he had never seen in his life.
那个人几乎将整个门都堵住了。
This person almost blocked the whole door.
修道院长要骑着他的身体才能够进到屋子里面。
He has to squeeze himself through the door to enter to the house.
马卡瑞亚是介绍他自己是修道院的院长，特地的来拜访他。
Macarius introduced himself and started to talk with him.
修道院院长看到这个人一直都在吃东西，把自己吃的那么的胖。
But he observed that this person just keep eating all the time, and this is why he's so big.
当问起他的灵修祷告生活对圣经的认识的时候，那些体验都是非常的浅薄。
And when he asked this person about his prayer life, his spiritual life, his understanding about the Bible, he realized this person barely knew about anything.
修道院长呢，觉得说，主耶稣一定弄错了。安排这样的人将来在天堂的大宴席里面坐在他的左右。
So Macarius thinks that God must be joking. How can God arrange such a person to sit next to him as he was sitting on the other side?
修道院院长问那个人说，我在异象当中听到主耶稣说，将来在天堂的大筵席里面的时候，你也是要坐在他的左右的一个人。
So Macarius told him the reason why he came to visit is because of a vision that he has, that both of them will be sitting on each side of Jesus.
那个人说，是的，耶稣也这样告诉我。
To his surprise, the man said that he has the same vision and they both are on both sides.
这个院长问那个人说，啊，你为什么把自己吃得这么的巨大呢？
So Macarius now is curious, so he asked him the reason why he kept eating to make himself so big.
经过了一段长的静默之后，那个人说，啊，当我六岁的时候，啊，我与我的父母、祖父母、啊，曾祖父母都住在一起，啊，我们耕种田地，过着一个非常啊艰苦的生活。
After his question, after a long silence, the man said, "When I was six, I was living with my parents, my grandparents, and my great-grandparents. We have a very simple farming life."
有一天，一群反对基督的人来到我们的家园，把我们的家园烧毁了，毁坏了田里所有一切的农作物。他们把我们每个人都杀了，只剩下我与年老的祖父。
But one day, some anti-Christ people came and destroyed our home, burned all the crops, and they killed everyone except me and my grandpa.
这个事件之后，我们努力的想恢复生活。
After this, we tried to go back to our normal life.
过了三年之后，当我在一个小溪里面取水的时候，看到了那些反对基督的人又来了，所以我就藏起来。
So 3 years later, when I was by the river trying to get some water, I saw those people came again, so I hid myself.
我看到他们抓住了我的祖父。
I saw them capture my grandpa.
他们要他公开的来咒诅基督，否认他的信仰，这样他们就释放他自由，否则的话他们将把他杀死。
And these people asked my grandpa to curse Jesus Christ openly and deny his faith in Jesus. Otherwise, if he does not do that, he will kill him. They will kill him.
但是他的祖父拒绝，便大声地向主祷告，于是他们将煤油浇灌在他的身上，把他点火，他们看到他在火焰当中烧尽消失了。
The grandpa refused and started to pray even louder. So these people poured gasoline on him and lit him in fire. They watched him go up in a flame, just like sons of them.
我注视着我的祖父，他很快的就被烧掉了。
And I watched my grandpa in fire. He went up so quickly.
就像蜡烛绵灭不定的火花，一下子就熄灭了，因为他的祖父很瘦小。
And just like a flicker of candle, and he was out. And the grandpa was away.And grandpa was very small, so the flame went up quickly.
从那一日起，我立志，如果下一次他们再来临的时候，他们将发现有人是如此的大与肥胖。因此，当他们把我绑在一棵树上，岛上没有在我身上点火，他们将看到我烧得很久，很热，火势很大。
So from that day, I say to myself, if these people came again, they will find somebody that is so big, that is so fat, that when they tie me up to a tree and pour gasoline over me and light me up, I will burn so long and so hot.
因此，他们与周围的人将知道在这里有一个人为耶稣基督做见证，并且仍然有人在服侍神。
And the fire will be so great that they and the whole surrounding area will know that Jesus Christ has a witness that God is still served.
听了那一个人的见证之后，马卡瑞斯修道院院长，真想知道他自己 是否配得将来在天堂的大宴席里面跟那个人坐在一起。
After hearing this person's testimony, Markel is wondering whether he was even worthy to sit on the table with him on the other side of Jesus.
修道院长本来以为那个人对圣经懂得不多，在灵性上的追求不是那么的资深，怎么配得在天堂的宴席里面跟耶稣在一起，坐在耶稣的左右其中的一个人呢？
He thought that not knowing much about Bible should disqualify a person as a spiritual believer, and he cannot be sitting next to Jesus.
但是当他看到了那个人立志愿意以他的生命来见证主耶稣基督，连愿为主的缘故来烧尽他自己，来牺牲自己，成为一个光明的火柱来见证主，他以为他是不是配得跟这个人来坐在一起呢？
So when he realized that this person is willing to sacrifice his own life to glorify God, to burn himself down to light and as God's torch, and now he feels extremely shameful, and he feels that himself is the one that is not worthy to sit next to God.
这个人要以生命来见证主。
This person used his whole life for God.
修道院院长反而自己感到羞愧，觉得不配跟那个人坐在一起。
And now Macarius is extremely shameful of he thinking that he's worthy to sit next to God.
我们的侍奉主不是我们在信仰上懂得了多少，乃是我们愿意以生命来见证主的爱。
To serve God is not how much we know about gospel or how much we know about Bible. It's how much we're willing to serve him.
这个故事来启发我们以开放的心，彼此的接纳，我们个人的不同的服侍主的方式方法来见证主的爱。
This story is to remind us that we should open our heart to accept others. We all serve God differently. We are God's witness in different ways.
我们以慷慨的心来彼此的相爱，彼此的接纳，以不同的方式来见证主在我们身上的恩典。
All we need to do is to accept each other's difference with God's love in us.
因此我们大家以喜乐的心一起的来服侍主，为主来做见证，而使更多的人能够来接受福音，来荣耀上帝。
With God's love in us, we will be able to serve our Lord with joy, show our testimony to others, and bring more people to accept God's message and bring glory to our Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，感谢你在基督里的大爱，到世界上来成为我们的救主。
Dear Lord, thank you for putting love in Jesus and bring Jesus to the world to love us.
帮助我们能够来信靠你。
Help us to be able to rely on you.
来接受你。
That we can accept you.
我们成为你的儿女，照主你的真理来行，因此你的国度能够来实现在这个地上。
We follow you, we are your children, and with your love, we'll be able to bring your kingdom into the world.
你继续带领我们能够成为主你忠心的门徒，来为主你见证侍奉你。
Help us to become your loyal disciples and be able to serve you.
我们大家能够以喜乐的心来见证主你的爱。
With happiness and joyful heart, we witness your love in us.
今天我们要召开小会，求主你带领我们能够小会、知识会、弟兄姐妹大家成为一个非常美好的团队，在主你面前来侍奉。
May the Holy Spirit upon our session meeting in the afternoon, and also that the elders and the sessions be able to have elders, deacons, and sessions have the grateful heart to serve you.
我们也在寻求一位儿童事工的主任，求主您亲自带领预备我们一位合主您心意的童工在这里来服侍您。
In our searching for the young children minister director, please help us to find the person and bring the person to us so we could serve you together.
当我们到主您面前来，我们个人或许有个人不同的重担在我们的身上。
We come to you because we all bear different burdens and worries.
求主您亲自的帮助我们，能够从主您得着力量，主您的带领来克服种种的困难。
Let us receive strength from you so that we could face all the challenges and difficulties in our life.
并将您的平安恩典赐给每个人。
Grant us the peace.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.